someone who I do commend for being willing to come on and talk about the tough issues is back with us. Jacob Bender is the Executive Director of CARE, Philadelphia Branch, the Council on American-Islamic Relations. And the big story, as I saw it from Friday on, is this beheading in Oklahoma City that many in the media are just characterizing as workplace violence. Jacob joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jacob, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Dom. How are you?
Very good, Jacob. I didn't see on your website, and I realize it only happened on Friday, or the National CARE and news release. What have you guys officially said about this beheading?
Oh, we said it's a crime committed by an apparent psychopath with a long criminal record. It has no basis in Islam. Any sane person has to, condemn this outright. This has nothing to do with religion. In the same way that the beheadings of the two Westerners by ISIS was roundly condemned as well. So, every time a crime is committed by some, nut job who happens to be a Muslim, people in the media, immediately demand, CARE and the Muslim community respond to that. And we have done that over and over and over again. Our organization, as well as Muslims around the world, have condemned ISIS roundly and have said this group should be defeated and has no basis.
Okay, fair enough on that.
Islam.
Now, let me take it back to Oklahoma, though. We know of no other, quote, workplace violence where a beheading is involved in a ritualistic way as part of this, given that the guy was a practitioner of this, coming through also through the aegis of a conversion while in jail, talking about stoning women, according to witnesses. That's apparently what got him fired. I mean, isn't that connected to the religion? I'm not saying what everybody in the religion believes, thank God, or teaches, but it does have a religious root.
Yes, but you can find the same, stoning of adulterers is very clearly mentioned in Deuteronomy as well.
Yeah, but where are we seeing people in the workplace behead people or get fired over stonings here in the United States?
But, what is your message here? That, that Islam is a religion of beheaders? Is this essentially what you're saying?
I'm saying that the beheading seems to be a ritualistic part associated with some practitioners of the religion. Is there any denying that?
Yes. I mean, because people can take, cherry-pick quotes as much as they want.
I'm talking about actions, Jacob Bender. Actions. These people that are engaged in doing this.
And we condemn this. How can anyone, assume that any sane person would endorse beheading? The Quran clearly says the taking of a life is the same thing as taking.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I know you're condemning that. But you are trying to say there's not a problem here with lone wolf jihadists of one sort or another in various ways that are fueled by ISIS and fueled by, let's say, some perversion of the religion, but there is a religious fervor. This guy converted in jail. Wouldn't you think that would help him? But somehow, the jailhouse religion version of this seemed to inflame him.
Yeah, perhaps. And, he should be, any actions like this should be, condemned and prosecuted. But are you intimating that the religion of a billion and a half human beings on the face of the earth is a religion of beheaders? That seems to be the line that you're taking.
No, what I am saying is that substantial numbers of people, and thank God it is not the majority, are either sympathetic, afraid, or practitioners of this. And we are seeing the results.
Because there are approximately 6 to 8 million Muslims in the United States,
mm-hmm.
And we have one beheading.
Well, thank God for that. Would you agree it's a pretty rare thing and a pretty amazing thing to behead someone?
Pretty rare. Now, you know, we can also look at, you know, groups like the Lord's Resistance Army in Africa, which is a self-proclaimed Christian group, which has massacred hundreds of thousands of Africans in the name of God. We're now commemorating the 100th anniversary of World War One, where one Christian army fought another Christian army.
Oh my goodness, Jacob, you've had to reach back to the commemoration of World War One. If you have a short view,
we could look at the massacre by Christians of Bosnian Muslims in the 1990s, 250,000 Muslims. Now, was that massacre done in the name of Christianity, a representation of Christianity itself? I would say absolutely not.
Well, I think it had religious underpinning to it. And we're in the United States, and what we're afraid of are the people like ISIS and others calling upon people to do these acts. We see the internet. I mean, wouldn't you say that we ought to be surveilling at least some of these mosques, like the mosque in Minneapolis, the mosque? This guy had connection, apparently, we're learning, to various clerics here on the internet, or some that were connected to the mosque in Boston where the two bombers were from. Isn't that a fair proposition, to be safe, to be surveilling at least some mosques?
If there is evidence, then law enforcement officials need to get warrants and done according to the law without violating the First Amendment protections that all people in this country are entitled to. Now, would you say that security should trump the First Amendment guarantees of freedom, which is what makes this country unique and special and worth defending? Are you intimating that surveillance should be conducted on Muslims when there is no evidence?
No one said that. I said it very clearly. I asked you, should we be surveilling certain mosques that have reached certainly a probable cause where there are enough actors? And I think New York was doing a good job until groups like CARE and others put the kibosh on it.
We need to be protecting civil liberties in this country. And civil liberties is the basis of American democracy. And if law enforcement officials can get a warrant to eavesdrop and to wiretap, as they have sometimes done, let's say, on mafia figures, then I have no objection to that. But when Muslims are profiled just because they are Muslim, then this is a violation of their First Amendment rights. And that type of broad sweeping surveillance and intimidation should have no place in American democracy.
All right. Can you stand by and take a couple callers, Jacob?
Sure.
Jeff in Center City, Talk Radio 1210. Jeff, go right ahead.
Yeah, Dom, I'd like to know why you're so inconsistent about, you know, I mean, one beheading in the history of the country, pretty much, and suddenly we have to surveil or possibly surveil mosques. But, you know, guy walks into a theater, shoots up people. Guy walks into a mall the next week, shoots up people. Mm-hmm. We don't have to do anything about the guns. We don't have to do anything about that. Because, you know, crazy people are going to find a way to do crazy things. And so why do anything? But suddenly, you know, I mean, I just don't understand. You're pretty inconsistent about
it. Well, thank you for noticing that, Jeff.
I think why conservatives are so terrible at fighting terrorism, too, because it works on them. You're scared.
Oh, we are scared.
You're helping them achieve their goals.
So you would like to tell that to those people who are still doing physical therapy today because they were running the Boston Marathon and were blown up by lunatics. That's all our fantasy, Jeff.
More people were shot to death last year by legally owned handguns than were killed in the Boston Marathon.
There were. Okay. How many was that, Jeff? How many was that?
There was... You want to know exactly?
Yeah, what was the exact figure, Jeff? You have it written on your palm in case there's a quiz today?
I just don't talk for 3 hours.
Yeah, tell me, Jeff, what was the number?
28 people were wounded in the Boston Marathon bombing directly from the bombs.
Yes.
Other people were wounded from people running and knocking people.
Ah, those people, they must have been conservatives. Thank you, Jeff, very much. Let's go to Ron and Ben Salem. Ron, you're with Jacob. You're with Jacob Bender. Go ahead, Ron.
I can't believe that this makes all three ingredients of a hate crime, in my opinion. How come Eric Holder and the boys aren't showing up in Oklahoma, you know, declaring this is the biggest hate crime in America? Because I've never heard of beheadings before. This is all brand new, and this is going to go on. This is going to expand. It's going to get bigger and bigger.
Do you think it's a hate crime, Jacob?
I think it's a crime of a psychopath.
No,
well, but we asked you, do you think it's a hate crime? Well, excuse me, Ron. Jacob, yeah. Do you think it's a hate crime or not? Because I think that National Care, at least, often talks about hate crimes or hate speech toward Muslims.
I have no comment on that, whether it's a hate crime. I mean, how does one determine that? if this man was trying to intimidate people to convert to Islam, he was contradicting the Quran, which says there's no compulsion in religion.
Thank you. Well, let me ask you then, should we then be dropping all this hate crime, hate speech talk that I at least hear from the National Group?
Let's look at that in the context of the SEPTA ads, because you brought that up.
Yes.
As Executive Director of CARE Philadelphia, together with our staff attorney, we are in the process of circulating a statement which says that we have constitutionally no objection to those ads going up. The content of the ad can be described as hate speech. The content of the ad tries to pit one American group against another. The content of the ad tries to instill fear in the body politic of our country. But as somebody once said, I disagree with what you said, but I will defend with my life your right to say it. We are in favor, CARE is in favor of the First Amendment right of freedom of speech, no matter how disagreeable.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm very glad to hear you say that. We talked with Ms. Gower last week, but I was asking you, Jacob, again, about Islamophobia and about these measurements of hate crimes and hate speech. CARE, at least Ibrahim Hooper, seems to engage in that. And that's why I think the caller was asking you, is this a hate crime when you're trying to convert someone from Christianity and then cut her head off?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But we also have the example of a politician in Oklahoma saying that trying to stir up hatred against Muslims, and this politician, John Bennett, state representative, has issued numerous statements about Islam which clearly fit into the definition of hate speech. He has been condemned by every Jewish group in Oklahoma for spreading hatred and distrust and mm-hmm. lies about Muslims.
Well, Jacob, let me ask you a direct question then. We've had a guest in studio from London, a British Pakistani, and he brought footage of Sharia zones there, Sharia law zones. Do you favor Sharia law in any way, shape, or form in any kind of part of our legal system?
No.
Okay, I'm glad to hear. And is that CARE's official position?
You know what? I'm not 100% sure on that, but we are primarily a domestic organization. We encourage and uphold the Constitution and Bill of Rights. That is the legal system of this country, and Muslims are law-abiding citizens of America, and many Muslims came to this country precisely because they lacked the freedoms that America has in their home nations.
All right, let's take one more call. Lance in Medford. Lance, thanks for the wait. You're with Jacob Bender. Go right ahead.
Hey, hi, Dom.
Hi.
I heard Jacob Bender quote the Quran. We don't want to get into that because I'm sure he's read it numerous times. I've read it many times, and I've studied it. And every time someone says there's no compulsion for religion, you can see what happened when someone like this poor, unfortunate lady decided that she didn't want to convert to Islam. So let's not get into this obligation issue, which is replete in the Quran. The issue boils down simply to there's an Islamic culture and there's a Judeo-Christian culture. And this is a debate we could have. I'd love to debate Mr. Bender on this. This would be fun.
Well, let's look at the 800 years when the language of Arabic was the language of the Jewish people.
How about 1,435 years of jihad and dawah and blood all over the world as a result of
and how about the Muslim Muslim countries welcoming in Jewish refugees fleeing
as
Christian Spain in 1492?
Yeah, I know you all about Andalusia. They are dhimmis. They're second-class citizens. You know that. Batnior wrote all
Lance,
about
thank you very much. I think we're getting a little bit into the weeds. Would you give the website for CARE, Jacob Bender, please, if people want to get more information?
PA.care.com. We welcome calls and comments. We are an organization committed to upholding the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and freedom of religion and American pluralism. This is what makes the country great. And if we give in to fear of the terrorists who are trying to instill systems around the world which violate our American principles, then we have succumbed to fear and to terrorism.
Wait a minute. We're not giving in to fear. We're angry. There's a big difference between fear and being angry about people being beheaded. We're not huddled in a corner. We're angry about this.
But sometimes we can let that fear lead us to irrational and unconstitutional
it's
practices.
It's not fear. It's anger. It's righteous
and
anger.
And sometimes that anger can lead to unconstitutional practices as well.
Well,
We need, you know, to be sure that we are stringent about upholding civil liberties. Sometimes people who are angry, that anger can lead them to violate those principles. And then we are destroying the bedrock foundation of American democracy.
Well, I think the right to keep your head on when you're at the water cooler is a big right, too. Thank you, Jacob. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. Look forward to our next visit, Dom.